I got my thumb off of the knuckle on a broken bandsaw. Didn't see the belt buckle or the blade slip. And I remember when the doctor did it up with the stitch. Funny thing, still got a scratch that I can't fix where my thumb was.
Back home. on a mountain I remember so well. Walking around in the ring of a bell. Yeah, those days on the mountain I remember so well.
God knows I tried my best, but darling, you know it looks bad. Just lost the best thing that I ever had. Well, still I don't know why I did him wrong. Yeah. It's too late now, he's gone to say. Said, baby, oh no, can't leave me now. Oh, I did you wrong.
Yeah, that is Yaz, the album from 1982, as all of them have been today, upstairs at Eric's. The song Midnight, also from 82. We had Tom Verlaine before that. Title track from Words from the Front, solo album. And Libreville, a whole album called Biting Tongues, Use All the G's was the song. Wall of Voodoo in there, their big hit. Mexican Radio, some 82, and from the same album, Call of the West, we heard Factory. Started out with Trio with Anna. Definitely remember 82 rather fondly. I mean, there's a huge amount, a lot of what people associate with 80s music. Hit big, 82, 83. The Police really blew up. Talking Heads, all that kind of thing. Psychedelic Furs, Simple Minds, all those bands. But of course, I'd like to dig into some of the lesser known things here, although this next one definitely his star was beginning to fade in 82, but still had some good tunes and remained quite prolific. Up next from I Assassin, Gary Newman on Montreal Sound Arts, KUT 90.3 FM.
Thank you. they're heading up for the main event. All those people seem to be hell bent. See those people up on top of the fence, and the man down there selling knuckles through the fence. What little shoe generation man found your print on a dollar bill? Yeah, I found your print on the Indian mound. I found your print on the statues of sound. I found your print on the elephant crown. I found your print in the beautiful mountains. The grass no longer grew around. I found your print in my mind. The pasture is tense. The pasture is tense. No, you got the wrong idea. No, you got the wrong intent. The carpenter carpenterized my bed. The only peephole, where is my den? The pasture is tense. The pasture is tense. Wow! Oh, oh, oh! The pasture is now. I don't see how. See those people that used to throw those tents? You can't see them now. They're in past tense. Oh! The pasture is tense. The pasture is tense. The pasture is tense. The pasture is tense.
streets and I start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by, I walk on by, and make believe that I can see the tears that let me breathe. I'm private, 'cause each time I see you I just wanna cry.
Democracy Now.
She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home. After months of being unjustly detained in Russia, held under intolerable circumstances, Brittany will soon be back in the arms of her loved ones, and she should have been there all along.
WNBA star Brittany Griner has landed back in the United States after nearly 10 months jailed in Russia. She was freed in a dramatic prisoner swap in exchange for Victor Boot, a convicted Russian arms dealer. We'll speak to sports writer Dave Zirin, then an army trafficking investigator who tracked Victor Boot for years. Also, we'll look at the assassination of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. A U.S. federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit against the Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, for his role in the murder after the Biden administration granted him sovereign immunity.
There was no obligation for the Biden administration to say anything. They could have remained mum on the matter if it was just too politically difficult and costly for them to weigh in. But they chose not to do that. They chose to voluntarily respond to the court to suggest immunity for Mohammed bin Salman.
We